guys, I'm Rachel.
Hey guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Kelsey. That's Rachel.
We're here for Stories of the Week. I'm subbing in for Steven this week, and I'm going to bring the story of this week. There's actually like so much to talk about, but I feel like what I want to talk about is Logan Paul facing Floyd Mayweather on Sunday, because I think that he's not getting a lot of attention for this. I feel like younger brother Jake Paul has gotten a lot of attention throughout all of this. But here he is. He's going to fight Floyd on Sunday, and I haven't. Now, I don't normally follow all the, like, fight hype kind of stuff that leads up to fights. So I don't know if on that front, if you've been watching, if there is anything to watch, if you've been watching it, maybe you're hyped and I'm just not. But it hasn't made its way out into the, you know, casual observer.
Well, I can tell you from a page view perspective, which you know I'm very keen on as a writer, nobody wants to click on these articles and read them. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't seem to be as much interest as you would think there would be for Floyd Mayweather, easily the most popular boxer of the last, whatever, 50 years, and Logan Paul, who's a celebrity social media superstar, a weird thing that they're doing together, but there doesn't seem to be the hype. Now, probably on Sunday when it actually happens, there will be a lot of people watching it, but I don't feel like there's a build-up to it. Not like there was even for Jake Paul versus Ben Askren. That was huge, I felt like. I feel like the next one probably will be, too, against Tyron Woodley sometime in August. But this thing, I don't know. People just aren't feeling it for whatever reason.
And this started out on Fanmeo, but it's now, you can still get it through that app, but it's now featured on
Showtime.
And so
pay-per-view. It's pay-per-view.
And that makes me wonder, because from days of yesteryear.
Days of yore.
Showtime and HBO, I felt like, had a hard time getting with their marketing. Because say you're, you know, you're ESPN, you're Fox Sports or whatever, you can market your stuff during other sporting events. But what's Showtime supposed to do? Like, market their stuff during, like, you know, Homeland, like whatever it is that they're showing. Like, it's a distant, like, it's not something that everybody is perusing all the time, I think. So I've just always found that to be the case with HBO and Showtime. So I am, and here's why I'm interested in this fight. So you actually wrote a piece about this with the announcement, because Logan Paul's like, this is a real fight. Like, it's going to go on his pro boxing record. But it turns out that it's not. This is an exhibition match, and that there's some changes with that. Maybe larger gloves.
Well, actually, today they both petitioned to wear smaller gloves.
Okay.
I mean, the reason it's in Florida, let's be clear. The reason it's in Florida is because Florida's Boxing Commission, they couldn't do this fight in California and New York, right? They'll be more lenient. Just like if they came here to Texas, they would be less restrictive with the rules. It's an exhibition bout. There's no way this could or should be sanctioned as a legit pro fight. So originally there was supposed to be 12-ounce boxing gloves. Now they're going to do the 10-ounce, which is what people wear, I think, 154 and above. There's other rules in place as well.
Well, there won't be judges.
Yeah,
there will be a referee. So the referee will. They said the referee will be determining, like, if there's a knockout, like, you know, what normally goes on in a fight. But if it goes, like, all the distance.
There's no winner.
There's no winner because there won't be any judges. And so that was interesting. So when I first read your piece on that, I was like, what? And then I was like, wait a minute, Rachel. I knew that this was like an exhibition.
This isn't on the up and up.
I mean, just the size difference between these guys, it is not okay to have this be a real boxing match. So I know that it's an exhibition. Why am I still somewhat casually interested in this fight? Well, I'm interested because I actually want to see what Logan Paul looks like inside the ring, because I haven't seen him as often as I've seen Jake Paul. And I know that they both have been, you know, working on their boxing. So I'm interested to see how he's progressed. And I can't remember, because early on I got the Paul brothers confused. But I want to say early on I thought Logan Paul
didn't let his hands go.
Yeah, and he was like a little stiff.
KSI in the
And I was like, man, if he could just let his hands go, he would have like dominated that fight. And I didn't feel like he did. And so So I'm curious. I don't know that I'm going to be able to see any progress since he's facing Floyd.
That's the thing.
Mayweather.
That's the main thing that he didn't do in his fight against KSI. He didn't really let his hands go in fear of being countered. Well, I mean, if that's the case against KSI, who is, as far as YouTubers go, is a good boxer, but not compared to Floyd Mayweather, the greatest counterpuncher of his time, it's going to be a long night for Logan Paul, probably.
He's definitely not going to want to let his hands go, even more so with Floyd Mayweather. Here's the other reason I'm kind of interested in this fight. I have, not really kept up with Floyd Mayweather and had only seen old photos of him. But when I saw him do the thing where Jake came and grabbed his hat, that whatever event that was with him and Logan Paul, I was like, oh, Floyd, he's changed. The exterior of his body, of his face, is like, he's gotten older. For a long time, you know, he was Pretty Boy Floyd, but now it's like, oh, he has gotten older. So I'm actually kind of intrigued what he's going to look like inside the ring, just like I was intrigued to see Mike Tyson, Roy Jones. I am familiar with these as a boxing fan. I'm familiar with all these guys. I'm familiar with Floyd, so I am curious. And, you know, could the, like, unspeakable happen where you, like, Floyd definitely, like, he aged and... and somehow looks not so great against Logan Paul?
I mean, what if he gets whooped? What if Logan starches him? That's the thing. I mean, I'm all about this dumb thing. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to enjoy it. I can't wait till Sunday.
And it's on Sunday. I feel like they should have went with marketing that started with the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, because that's what this event fits. That kind of... like Monster Jam truck like show, like that's what this is.
And yeah, it's a freak show, and I'm all about it. Now, my story of the week is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to pivot over to the UFC because Dana White this week announced again. He re-announced. He confirmed that the next fight for UFC welterweight champion Kamaru Usman. Usman. That's dumb. I like Kamaru Usman.
Are you trying to start a chant for Usman?
Well, I think because I think I got two things confused.
You want to bring the New Day into...
Yeah, but also I think we're... I don't remember. Somebody was using that against Usman. I'm for Usman. His next title defense is going to come again against Colby Covington, who is the last person to beat Colby Covington. They fought, I think, UFC 245. A terrific throwdown in the welterweight. One of the better UFC fights I've seen since I started watching around that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
244 probably is when I started covering the sport full time. But listen, I'm excited about the fight. I think Kamaru Usman is the Floyd Mayweather of the UFC today. And that, and I've thought this for a while now. He reminds me, and Rachel, you remember Pretty Boy Floyd? You remember Floyd Mayweather, the best boxer on the planet when he was fighting? Now, remember back then, he didn't have a lot of fans. He wasn't making a lot of money on pay-per-view. But what he was is he was great. He was dominant. He was awesome. I see a lot of that in Kamaru Usman. And so what Kamaru Usman needs is big rivalries. He just starched Jorge Masvidal, and he looked amazing in that fight. And his fight against, the first fight against Colby Covington, it was a close fight. One he won by stoppage, but Covington claims it was controversial. Well, let's do it again. I think Usman's improved a lot since then, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same thing as what happened with Masvidal. Sort of close fight the first time. Second one, he's put a lot behind him. Usman is ranked number 2 in the UFC's official pound-for-pound rankings. He has a good argument, depending on how you do those things, to be considered the top pound-for-pound fighter in the sport today. He's going to fight Colby Covington next, and I'm all for that, Rachel.
So you're all for that, not just because the last fight was somewhat competitive between him and Colby Covington, whereas I've seen Usman in other fights where it's not been competitive.
Yeah.
And then also, you're saying outside the cage, these guys make like a good duo for having
because
a rivalry.
Because Covington is obviously, his whole thing is being controversial. And then Usman, he's a really great, dominant champion, one of the best fighters in the world, maybe the best in the world today. Well, he needs that, right? He needs this other... that just raises his profile. When you put him in with a guy like Covington, who's a good fighter, don't get me wrong, he's a really, really good fighter, but also the thing that makes Colby Covington so good for Usman in the rematch and was the first time is how many eyeballs he brings, because he's so controversial, people hate him, you know, they want to root against him. And Usman, That also helps Usman too, because then a lot of people are rooting for Usman.
Yeah, yeah.
And man, if he annihilates Colby Covington the way he did Jorge Masvidal, man, he's already shot up so far in the world of combat sports. I think he's already a star. But I mean, he could really be like Floyd Mayweather Jr., where next year, you know, you're talking about him being the biggest thing in the sport in the company.
Can he be? Because who's after Colby Covington?
Well, Usman, there's a lot of good
look
fighters.
Past Covington, but I'll look past Covington. Who's he supposed to, like, who's the next, like...
Well, I mean, it just depends how things shake out, right? Here in the next UFC pay-per-view card, UFC 263, you have Nate Diaz fighting Leon Edwards. Leon Edwards won a ton of fights since losing to Usman before Usman was champion. A lot of fights in a row. Nate Diaz is one of the biggest stars in sports. Nate Diaz looks pretty jacked, by the way. What if Nate Diaz pulls the upset in the fight? That would be huge for Usman as well, because then you get to fight Nate Diaz, another big high-profile name. I think that great fighters, and I'll go back to Floyd Mayweather, great fighters need to get in front of people. They just need people to see them. The thing that made Floyd Mayweather the biggest boxing star in the sport was two things. His greatness combined with that opportunity. He fought and defeated Oscar De La Hoya. We have the thing behind us sun up now, but that fight is what got Floyd in front of a lot of people. He was the best. He won in that moment, and he became, you know, Money Mayweather. So maybe we'll get to see Money Usman. I don't know. Whatever he wants to be, right?
Don't be Money Usman.
Be your own thing.
Be your own thing. But yeah. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This was Stories of the Week.